Hey guys, welcome, welcome one and all to New Music at Noon or the New Music Mondays podcast, depending on where and how you're tuning in. This is the show that comes out every Monday, where we look at the best in new Canadian independent music from coast to coast. I'm your host, Ben in Toronto. And you know what? There's a lot going on this week. It is a pretty important week in the greater scheme of things, I guess, in the world. And I'm not gonna touch on any of that. Not with a 10-foot clown pole. What I am gonna touch on right now with a pole. What I am going to touch on is the Canadian Independent Music Video Awards. They are coming up. Video nominations are open at independentmusicvideoawards.com. They're also you can check that out at dropitentertainment.ca. There's a link right in the homepage. So if you know a Canadian music video made in 2020 that deserves an awesome award, go ahead and nominate it. We would love to check it out and put it up for Canadians to vote on. We invite Canadians to vote from all across the country, and it's a pretty fun contest. And hey, if we can have an event in February, we will have an event in February. And if we can't, we'll have an internet event in February, and as is the style of now. Oh God, I'm off to a roaring start today. Wow. We're gonna jump right in and start with an obscure subgenre of indie music called shoegazing, also referred to as dream pop. Shoegazing first appeared in the late 80s, characterized by an ethereal and often experimental mixture of distorted guitars, sound effects, and obscured vocals, when there are vocals. The term itself first appeared in the British press and was used to describe the way the artist would stand on stage while they were singing, usually alone and apart, and more often than not with their heads looking down at their shoes. Hence, shoegazing. This weird little subgenre has been defined over the years by some pretty big names, including My Bloody Valentine, The Jesus and Mary Chain, and influenced by genre-bending bands like Dinosaur Jr. and even Sonic Youth. But why can't I see my script? But why am I talking about shoegazing, you may ask? Did I get new shoes? Well, I did, but that is not why I'm talking about it. Zoon, Z-O-O-N. Zoon is an indigenous shoegazing artist from Hamilton, Ontario, who is taking the genre itself to new places by incorporating traditional indigenous sounds into his compositions, all for a sound that Zoon songwriter and vocalist Daniel Monkman has dubbed moccasin gazing. Daniel Monkman, the artist behind the Zoon moniker, is an indigenous Canadian singer-songwriter from Selkirk, Manitoba, who spent the first part of his life growing up in Broken Head Ojibwe First Nations Reserve. The artist recently made an impression on the Canadian music scene with his new album Bleached Waves. The artist recorded the album himself at home during quarantine using only a guitar and a delay pedal. The album itself is a work of modern musical art, and I suggest checking it out end to end when you have some time. And let's face it, you do, we all do. The artist just premiered his new video for the song Landscapes. That's the song we're gonna be listening to in a minute. It's one of the album's singles. Recently, wow, this sentence got way out of hand. The artist just premiered his new music video for Landscapes, one of the album's singles, recently on KEXP Music Blog. The article called the album a rapturous fusion of shoegaze and traditional First Nations music. Quote, musically, Landscapes was a political art experiment that I made about the concerning amount of soul-sucking jobs that are only available to people living under the poverty line. End quote. Monkman told the KEXP team. He went on, quote, when I first moved to Hamilton, Ontario, I could only find factory jobs that were extremely repetitive, so I tried to express that in a musical sense. My goal was to create something like a loop of sound to give the listener a sense of madness, because that's the reality of those types of factory/assembly line jobs. I saw so much pain in the workers there, and that stuck with me. End quote. This is Landscapes by Zoon.
Thank you.
Canadian pop funk singer Isabel has just released a French and an English version of a new music video for her new song, Self-Talk Sessions, from her most recent album, Version 2.0. A seasoned music pro on both the business side of things as well as the artistic side of things, if you will, Isabel has spent 15 years in a band and or working as a tour manager. So she's out there doing it. She's living the dream. Inspired from her personal experiences of not being taken seriously in the industry and being told to look a certain way, among other unfortunate and regular, rather frustrating encounters, as she describes them, Version 2.0 is an album about empowerment. It's about stepping forward and it's about speaking out. Isabel says she wanted to, quote, write a song to myself to tell myself to stop overthinking what people think, stop overworking, stop putting so much pressure on my physical appearance, end quote. So I sat down recently on a call with Isabel and got a chance to ask her about her journey in music and her new single, Self-Talk Sessions. Here's some of that interview. Enjoy. I am here with Isabel. Isabel, how are you today?
I'm very good, yourself?
I'm very good too. Whereabouts are you dialing in from at the moment?
I'm from Montreal, Canada.
And you've got a new single out right now. It's called Self-Talk Sessions, and it's available in both English and French. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is the first radio single that I'm putting out. And I wanted to put this special song out first because it really represents the whole process that I went through while I was writing the album. I had a lot of questioning in the past couple of years. I wanted to find myself again and really figure out what was important for me and what I wanted to let go in my life and what I wanted to keep. So I had this like introspection and I figured out that I was tired of putting so much pressure on myself. We have the social pressure, we have the performance pressure, we have the physical appearance pressure. And as a woman especially, it's really tough. I've been in the music industry for 17 years now, and I've been performing it in a girl band, which put a lot of pressure on the body. You have to stay in shape, you have to, like the producers, they ask you to be sexy, they ask you to be fit. And when I started to do my own music, I was like, okay, what do I want to bring on the table with my own material? And this was the first thing, like just saying to myself that I am enough, and I wanted to inspire other people to think the same way about themselves. I've been through so many things. I've been second guessing myself a lot, and now I'm just thinking, you know what? I have what it takes. I have the experience. I've been through a lot of struggles, and I deserve to be where I am today. And I have to stop questioning that fact. So the song is really a liberation anthem, and I really hope that it can inspire others too.
That's awesome. Do you have any messages to that? Do you have any messages to any young women who might be listening, who are in the music industry or thinking about getting into the music industry, who might be facing some of those challenges themselves?
I think this problem or this matter happened to most women in general at a point in their lives, and reaching 30, I gotta admit, really brings a lot of more self-confidence, I think. And so I think this message really reached pretty much all women out there. And what I would like to tell them is, you're enough. You've got what it takes. You know what you know your worth, and just go out there. And some people won't like you, and some people will. But if you're just genuine and true to yourself, and you learn to love yourself, the right people will come to you, and that's all that matters.
Nice. That's awesome. That's really beautiful. Can you talk to me a little bit about the 80s, the 90s, and how those two particular decades influence you and your writing style and your music? Yeah.
Well, I grew up in the 80s and 90s. So, of course, like, this is the part of my life where I listen to music the most. I really like the groovy funk pop from the 80s, and of course I've been growing up with dance music, so all the electro vibe of dance music, so this is the music I grew up with. So of course I'm bringing all of that baggage into what I'm writing today. And it's also influenced with today's music, of course, as well. But I've been listening to a lot of Michael Jackson. I've been listening to, I really like Jamiroquai, Daft Punk, Prince. I'm a big fan of Tower of Power as well. So I think you can find a little bit of all of these influences in my music, and especially in this song. And I think that really represents what I'm carrying into my sound. I like a lot Amy Winehouse, Lady Gaga. So this is more of for the vocal part, but for the music part, it's a lot of pop, funk, R&B, dance.
So you were a finalist earlier this year in the CBC Searchlight competition. Can you tell me a little bit about that experience?
It was a pretty big honor to be part of the first draft, and actually it's a contest across Canada. So I was just telling myself I'm just happy to be able to be participating in the competition. And then when I realized I was picked in the final 100, I was like, oh my God, okay, It just went past all of my expectations. And this is from there are two different categories for the top 100. So one is picked by the jury, and one is picked by the public. And I was picked by the public, so this was like way belong. I was head over heels.
That's awesome. Can you tell me how your career got started in music?
Well, I've been performing a lot when I was younger. I started at a very young age. And then when it was time to pick a career, I went to study in college, what we call Cégep in Montreal. I went to study music and pop and jazz vocal. And after that, I got the opportunity to start touring in an international show band. So I decided to take this great opportunity and start travel the world, performing all over the globe, in big venues. Of course, I was singing other people's songs at that time, but I always had in mind to do original music. I was writing music on my own. I've been part of different projects, like I said before, a girl band called AKA. We did an original song on Just Dance 4. It's a video game by Ubisoft. And we were supposed to do an album, but then the band broke up before we went to that final stage. So I was back on my own as a solo artist after 10 years performing in that specific girl band. So it was kind of tough to just start over from the beginning and be alone on stage after being in a group for so long. So I decided to move to Asia for 2 years and really just experience new stuff. I had so many great opportunities over there. I've been dancing in a Bollywood movie. I have been a choreographer for some music videos out there. I had a lot of fun, but at one point after 2 years, I was like, okay, I want to start doing original songs. I want to start an album. And I was starting to miss home and to kind of forget what was my roots, who was I. So I decided to come back home to find myself and to really figure out what I wanted to do with my music and how I wanted to do it. I started to work with a record label for the second time, but this time as a solo artist. And I didn't feel like the essence and the message that I want, that, and even my, the way I was singing was not, I was not being myself, and I was asked to be something else that I was not. So at that point I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go on my own as an independent artist. I went back to school. I studied the music business because I didn't want to go there, start an independent artist career and not knowing what I was getting myself into. It's a lot of money that you have to put on your business. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to give myself the tools to be able to manage my career by myself and know exactly all every part of the music business. So that's what I did. And then once I was done, I felt like I was ready. So I started to write the album and find a team that I wanted to work with. I got the amazing opportunity to work with a band called, well, some of the members of the band called The Brooks. I was a huge fan of, I'm still a huge fan of them. They're a funk Montreal band, and they just signed a deal with Europe as well. So the lead singer was a musician for Michael Jackson back in the days. So I was just thrilled to be able to work with such amazing musicians. And we released the album last year in English and then the French version this year. And that's when I knew, okay, I'm ready to launch first music video, first radio single. And here I am now, the new edition of the album, which is called Version 2.0 Deluxe, has been released a month ago. And now the song is playing in 26 radio stations across Quebec and Canada, also Nova Scotia as well. And I just can't wait to go to the next part. I'm already starting to record my second album in January. And I'm pretty excited about what's to come and how am I going to be able to carry all of my messages on stage and start touring as soon as this pandemic is over, start touring again. And hopefully my music, my original music will bring me, I'm going to be able to travel with my original music as much as I did with my previous career when I was just a singer singing other people's music. But I'm just going to go with the flow and see where this brings me.
Great. And speaking of the new video for Self-Talk Sessions, that looks like it was a whole bunch of fun to make. Can you tell me a little bit about making that video and what that experience was like?
I really enjoyed being part of the creation of the music video. I did a music video in the past, but I was just like singing the song and acting and that's it, and dancing. But this time I was producing the music video with the team that I hired. And it was so great to be able to put all of these ideas that I've been visualizing about the song and to be able to create the synopsis and to create the story behind the song. It was, I don't know how to tell you. It was like a revelation for me. I've been doing a lot of, how can I say that in English? I'm really sorry. Bear with a stage production. So like a creating shows and all that. I've been doing that a lot, but to be able to do it for a music video where you have so much more opportunities and so much more avenues that you can explore, it was really, really motivating for me. We shot the video in one day, which was a lot to do in just one day because there are so many different setups and scenes, and it went so well. The team, they warned me. They said we might have to cut some parts because this is so much material to shoot in a day. But in the end, we ended up having such an amazing crew. Even like the dancers, the extras, everybody, they were so involved and so happy to be there that we finished like 2 hours early.
That's amazing. Where can we find more online about Isabel?
You can find everything that I'm doing on my website, which is www.isabelofficial.com. I write Isabel with a Z and two L-E at the end. And you can find me on all platforms under Isabel Artist.
Cool. Well, thank you for joining me, Isabel.
Thanks to you, Benjamin.
This is the new one from Isabel. This is Self Talk Sessions.
Hey, you, don't you want to sit down? You gotta stop pretending, get your feet back on the ground. You think you have a lot of shit to do. Everything is more important than taking care of you. Hey, girl, won't you stop for a while? You know you ain't fooling when you're faking that smile. You don't always have to keep your cool. You think that badass women do care about our probation. Look around, look around, look around, look around you now. Hey, there is nobody else but your reflection in the mirror. I've got my flaws and all, take it or leave it, have my whole. I got the scars to prove it. You don't want it all, well, then you get out of it. I'm taking no more bullshit. So if you don't like it, you can walk, 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 then walk. Cause I'm gonna talk, 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 then talk. You can walk, 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 then walk. Or hear me talk, talk, talk. Perfect, just the way you are. And you deserve being respected and loved. But don't you put so much pressure on yourself. Ha. Hey, people, don't you wanna live a little? Relax for a while and put your struggles aside. You don't always have to be on top. It's okay to fall down as long as you get back up. Your reflection in the mirror. I've got my flaws and all, take it or leave it, have my whole bunch of suffering. I got the scars to prove it. You don't want it all, well then you'll get out of it. I'm taking no more bullshit. So if you don't like it, you can walk, 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 then walk. Cause I'm gonna talk, talk, talk. Stuck in many conventions. We're
So, you know how you usually hear about kids and they grow up and then once they grow up, they move from the country to the city? Well, Jeremy Albino did the exact opposite of that. Jeremy Albino was born and raised downtown Toronto, only to have his heart draw him to the country. Jeremy moved to Prince Edward County and spent a decade working on farms, being inspired and perfecting his musical craft. The artist's music is pretty special, and it hit me hard, like the first time I heard it. Albino makes modern folk tunes with a blues-inspired sort of edge that can really, really get you going. Saw That Light is Albino's new single, and it's also the last song we're going to listen to today. Why? Because it's good, and because I produced the show myself. So, you know, this is Saw the Light by Jeremy Albino.
Give me a moment of your precious time. Tell your story out there in the mind. We were caught, no one in the park. Dark to dark, the cold leaves its mark. I can't remember last time.
That is a great, great tune. Jeremy Albino is a great artist. If you want to get into some more of his stuff, check out Trouble. It's a really good track too. Helps if you like that late night boozy blues kind of vibe, which I do, aesthetically speaking. That's it for me this week. You beautiful, beautiful people, you. As always, it has been an absolute pleasure to hang out with you and to talk music and all that good stuff. Thank you for taking the time to hang out with me. Don't forget to nominate your favorite Canadian music videos from 2020 at independentmusicvideoawards.com. That is for the Canadian Independent Music Video Awards. Thank you also to Isabel for hanging out with us. It was great chatting with you. Dropout is licensed to play through SoCan. This show airs every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Dropout Radio. It's also available all that it, you know, I'm gonna be straight up with you guys. You know when you're driving and you hit every red light? That is what recording this feels like. I am stumbling over every sentence. Oh. This show airs every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Dropout Radio, and that is available all the time at dropoutentertainment.ca, and it is playing 100% Canadian independent music. I am Ben in Toronto. I am going to go hide in a hole. I will see you next week, and be nice to each other. Cross your fingers whatever this week brings. I will see you next week. Much love. Back to 100% Canadian independent music. This is Dropout Radio.